the magic of the cup is back. QPR, looking forward to facing them?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Like you said, we've had a good run in the cups before, so we're playing QPR and we're looking forward to it, and hopefully we can take another scalp.
Who are you looking forward to being up against most on Sunday?
Probably Joey Barton if he's playing. Obviously, he's spoke about it, well known, so yeah, it'd be good, quite good to challenge himself against him.
Will you be looking to win the war of words as well as any battle you might face on the field?
No, I'll just concentrate on the pitch.
Yeah. It's a great indicator for young players such as yourself to go up against players like Joey and others at QPR, and a real test of your abilities, perhaps.
Yeah, like you said, it's always best to, or it's always good to challenge yourself against the best players in Premier League to see how far you've got to go to get to that level. So it's always a good challenge, and hopefully one we'll come out on top on.
Because looking at it purely and simply from your point of view, it's a great chance to make a name for yourself, whether it's, you know, for something else in the wider picture of your career or just now in the short term.
No, like you say, we're playing in London, QPR, Premier League team, and there's going to be a lot of people watching. So, like you say, it's a good chance to make a name for yourself.
It's another Premier League team. Sheffield United have got a great record against top flight sides recently. Can you put your finger on why?
I just think we're a good cup team, sorry, and we kind of relish against teams against in higher division. So hopefully we can do another one on Sunday.
Because I think it can be successfully argued in the cup run last year and so far in the League Cup, there's been no fluke, has there? There's been not a question of, well, you got this lucky decision or what have you. You've beaten these sides comfortably enough.
Yeah, like you said, we've deserved to win the game. It's not like we've been lucky in any of the games we've played against the Premier League sides or the Championship sides in the cup last season, so I think we deserve our place where we are, and hopefully we can take another Premier League scalp on Sunday.
Is it a case of almost pressures off? You know, Sheffield United are one of the fancied sides and one of the biggest clubs in this division, whereas against the QPRs, the Aston Villas and the Southamptons, there's not a great deal expected of the team.
No, like you say, there's not much expected of us because we're playing against a Premier League side who are two divisions higher than us, so there's no really pressure on us, so we can go out and hopefully enjoy our football and get the right result.
However, I might suggest the odds for your game might be a bit shorter than it would be for another League One side against a Premier League team, given what you've done in the last 2 years.
No, definitely. Obviously, maybe people take more notice of us as we've done really well in recent games against Premier League sides. So, like you said, hopefully we can just go out and get a good result.
Normally we talk about distractions of cups, but January is a huge month in the league for Sheffield United, given who you will play. So important you can have a semblance of form back again.
Yeah, like you say, it's playing in a cup kind of distracts you away from the league pressures and stuff like that. So, but once the game's out done, we've got MK Dons, we've got Preston in the league, so their team's up, they're challenging, so we need to make sure we better hit a bit of good form and take the game to them.
Can you put your finger on why things have dipped recently in the league? Because it's been disappointing.
Yeah, definitely. It's been disappointing. Against Port Vale, we didn't play well for majority of the game, so we've not really got any answer. We just need to go out and create our own luck pretty much, because we've not really been lucky in front of goal. So we need to go out and really put our performance back up.
Could January be a definitive month as regards automatic promotion? So you have a good January, it's still on. You don't, it won't.
Well, looking back at last season, we kind of kicked on towards the end of January and went on a good run, so hopefully we can do the same again this season.
What about you? It's been sort of a bit stop-start for you. You've had your injuries this year. How frustrating has that been?
Oh, it's been very frustrating, to be fair, but it's a part and parcel of football, and hopefully I can get back to rediscovering my form for off last season.
Because it's probably, maybe a month or so, 11 months ago, we're saying, did you expect to play quite so much as a young player in the team when you were doing? But this year, you probably haven't played as much as you would have expected to.
Yeah, that's true. Obviously, it's due to being injured and stuff like that. But hopefully, I can rediscover my form of last season and get a good run of form. And hopefully, we can improve in the league as well.
Are the niggles, etc., all behind you now? So, barring impact injuries, you've got a clear run ahead of you.
Yeah, definitely. I feel 100% fit. So hopefully, I can find that form again.